Listening Practice 2. Workbook, page 133. Petticoat Lane. In the following radio programme, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Take someone around. Road sign. There's no room. Surrounding. Mostly. Take over. Ready? Now read the following questions. Read them carefully before listening to the radio programme.
Hello, this is Kate Green. Thank you for joining us here today on London Sundays. Every Sunday, we leave the studio and go out to explore London and meet the people who live here. This month, we've been visiting the street markets of East London. Last week, we were at the beautiful Columbia Road Flower Market. Today, we're going to be taking a walk through Petticoat Lane Market. With me here today is Dave Ellis. Dave's been a London tour guide for 20 years, but he's also a local man. Welcome to London Sundays, Dave, and thanks for taking us around.
You're welcome, Kate.
You grew up around here, didn't you, Dave?
That's right. My family has been living in the area since 1850, when they moved here from Ireland. The family live in other parts of London now, but I stayed. I actually live in the same house I grew up in. I spent a lot of my childhood here in Petticoat Lane. My mum was always sending me out to buy things. Milk, eggs, tomatoes, whatever she needed.
Everyone's heard of Petticoat Lane. It's the busiest market in London. What else can you tell us about Petticoat Lane?
Well, London has many colourful street markets, and Petticoat Lane is not only the most famous, it's also probably the oldest. It's about 400 years old.
That's fascinating. But the road signs here say Middlesex Street and Wentworth Street. Where exactly is Petticoat Lane?
Ah, yes. That often confuses visitors. You won't actually find the name Petticoat Lane on a map. Petticoat Lane hasn't existed since 1830, when the street's name was changed to Middlesex Street. But people never stopped calling it Petticoat Lane. Over 180 years later, everyone still calls it Petticoat Lane.
It's quite crowded here, isn't it?
Very. There's no room to move here on Sundays. People come from all over London and all over the world. There are more than 1,000 people selling here on a Sunday. It's the largest market in London. On Sundays, the market extends into several of the surrounding streets. But Petticoat Lane wasn't built as a tourist market. For many years, this was the place where local people did their shopping. Fruit and vegetables, chicken and fish, bread and cakes. You could find it all in Petticoat Lane. And not just food. Sheets and blankets, kitchen items, almost anything you needed for the house too. Today, however, there are more tourists than local people.
There's someone selling fruit and vegetables on the corner, but mostly people seem to be selling clothes.
Yes, that's Becky Harris. We'll be talking to her in a minute. Today, most of the food sellers have gone, and the market sells mainly clothes and fashion items. But you can still buy some household items like towels and sheets, and there seem to be lots of people selling suitcases. The best day to come is Sunday, but the smaller market is open Monday to Friday from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you do find something you want to buy, don't forget to argue about the price. You may save some money. It's all part of shopping here in Petticoat Lane. Oh, and please watch your bags and wallets. There are a lot of thieves in the market. You might find yourselves with no money to spend.
That's good advice. Now, can we meet Becky Harris?
Sure. Becky is from a family of fruit sellers. The Harris family has been selling fruit in Petticoat Lane since 1920. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Dave. That's right. It was my grandfather Ben that first started selling fruit here in the market, and the business has stayed in the family ever since. When my grandfather died, my father Jack took over. I've been helping my dad for as long as I can remember. I'm the last fruit seller in my family. My son sometimes helps me, but he doesn't want to work here. It's a little sad, but I understand. Still, I love the market, and I can't imagine doing anything else. I get to meet people from all over the world, and the people who work here are lots of fun. I even live just a 5-minute walk from here.
Thank you, Becky, and thank you, Dave. Next week, we'll be spending our money in Cheshire Street Market. Don't forget to join us on London Sundays.